I did not develop PTSD, partly, I think, because I was intensely curious about having an experience I had studied so closely in others, and partly because I had the delusion that I would be able to make a drawing of my muggers to show to the police. Of course, they were never caught, but my fantasy of revenge must have given me a satisfying sense of agency. Traumatized people are not so fortunate and feel separated from their bodies. One particularly good description of depersonalization comes from the German psychoanalyst Paul Schilder, writing in Berlin in 1928. To the depersonalized individual, the world appears strange, peculiar, foreign, dreamlike. Objects appear at times strangely diminished in size, at times flat. Sounds appear to come from a distance. The emotions, likewise, undergo marked alteration. Patients complain that they are capable of experiencing neither pain nor pleasure. They have become strangers to themselves. I was fascinated to learn that a group of neuroscientists at the University of Geneva had induced similar out-of-body experiences by delivering mild electric current to a specific spot in the brain, the temporal parietal junction. In one patient, this produced a sensation that she was hanging from the ceiling, looking down at her body. In another, it induced an eerie feeling that someone was standing behind her. This research confirms what our patients tell us, that the self can be detached from the body and live a phantom existence on its own. Similarly, Lennius and Fruin, as well as a group of researchers at the University of Groningen in the Netherlands, did brain scans on people who dissociated their terror and found that the fear centers of the brain simply shut down as they recalled the event. Befriending the body. Trauma victims cannot recover until they become familiar with and befriend the sensations in their bodies. Being frightened means that you live in a body that is always on guard. Angry people live in angry bodies. The bodies of child abuse victims are tense and defensive until they find a way to relax and feel safe. In order to change, people need to become aware of their sensations and the way that their bodies interact with the world around them. Physical self-awareness is the first step in releasing the tyranny of the past.